This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, things sure got real in the last 24 hours, and panic again ensued. And hashtag pause the panic is for everybody kind of slow the roll, all right? Think this through. There is a way to approach the pandemic. It's been called pandemic 24 hours ago. World Health Organization upgraded the epidemic title or characterization of this coronavirus epidemic to pandemic. So people think it's pandemonium. They think it's just all, you know, they're going to lose their pants. I don't know. So, you know, we have a virus that has so far killed 38 Americans. Again, 38 too many. This is, it's a horrible number. It's deadly. But you know, we have to be honest. There are things out there that are killing us more. And nobody's given a heart and dude about it. We have drunk drivers killing more than 38 Americans in a two-month period. We have flu. We have other sorts of infectious disease. We have sepsis. We have people not getting blood. So, all of a sudden, now America's listening and they're on standstill because NBA is going to suspend games. Graduations. They better not. Man, I got my little baby doctors graduating. I hope graduation doesn't get canceled. The draft, they're talking about how they may have to consider, which is kind of something I suggested also, where, you know, maybe we do a more local draft, televised draft, without having hundreds of thousands of people. But this got serious really, really quick, and we are playing catch-up. And with anything, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in a relationship, I always talk about this. Don't play defense. Play offense. So we should have been playing offense this whole time, but we couldn't. The CDC did the best they could. They didn't have the test kits. What's going to save us are these test kits and testing to see if any of us were previously exposed. We're being told, there's a headline, we're going to talk about this later today, that the coronavirus is 20 times deadlier than the flu. So they want people to stop using that soundbite of, guys, we have more people dying of the flu, you know, why are you panicking now? Well, nobody wants a deadly disease. People are panicking because it's a deadly disease. I mean, it does kill. We're hearing of older people that get this virus starting to succumb within hours of it. It's a nasty virus. We're also hearing some younger people go, look, it wasn't that bad. We're slowly getting little pieces of news. Not sure if the whole media world wants us to get those pieces of news. There's somebody who was interviewed saying, guys, don't panic. I had it. Not too shabby. I'm not saying that it's a minimal disease. This is a deadly disease. As a doctor, I have to tell you, it's a disease that kills. It's, you know, can be obtained by community spread. It's a deadly disease. But do we have to shut down work? Do we have to throw the economy into a complete tailspin? Do we have to cause people to lose their paychecks? I understand Donald Trump is going to try to provide relief for that. He said he's going to ask Congress. Congress is planning on closing down, from what I understand, in April. So, I you know, this is fantastic that Trump wants to help people with their paycheck and help small businesses and figure out ways where if people are on lockdown, they don't lose their income. But if Congress closes down, who's going to be passing the legislation and who's going to get the money? You know, I would love to, you know, tell people to just close down the restaurant for 2 weeks, but they got rent to pay. Are the banks going to be on board? I mean, if we do go on a 2 week or 3 week lockdown, is Chase and Wells Fargo and U.S. Bank, are all these banks going to say, okay, that's okay, you don't have to pay your mortgage that month? Are the utility companies going to say, no, you don't have to pay? So, you know, all this has to be defined. And one thing that's really going to lend clarity and calm a lot of our fears, is getting people tested, and not only the sick tested, but those of us that might have had a cold in January or had a cold in February or what we thought was the flu, get us tested to see if we have the IgG antibodies. I don't know if they've developed a test for this. IgG antibodies will look at 30 days and beyond if you've ever been exposed. IgM antibodies kind of look at a recent infection. If they could do IgG antibody testing to this COVID-19 and interview all of us going, okay, you know, were you sick? You know, what symptoms did you have? Whatever. You know, then maybe we could alter this 20 times deadlier than flu number. Maybe we could lessen the panic about how deadly this is if we found out that we had lots of people that had it and were okay. We're assuming that, but we can't say that in the medical community. So do we need to cancel the draft? God, no, please, no. Do we need to lock down? I told you guys yesterday that I'm of the thinking that if this is going to be one cluster after another and we don't have the test kits and people are going to panic, we are going to probably have to be a little surgical about it, where we might just have to take a couple weeks, lock down, contain this, and then be able to go on our normal way. But if we kind of do this half-assed approach, this is going to just meander and meander and keep spreading and going on until then everybody panics. UNLV, I'm hearing, as well as a bunch of other schools, are now going to be doing more online classes, telling people not to come to campus. A lot of events are getting canceled. I just got a email from my temple, you know, about, you know, how non-mandatory religious services, I'm trying to think of the term they used in terms of non-essential religious services. I mean, to me, I think all religion is essential, but I get it. You know, if you don't have to come to temple, you know, and swap your matzo ball recipe, don't. So I get that. So I'm going to avoid my rabbi, which is kind of good this time of year because, you know, I usually misquote the Bible and everything, and it kind of gives me a look like, what are you talking about? So, and I can't pronounce Ecclesiastes. I got to show him I can't pronounce that now. So we're going to be talking about what's going on with the NBA or the NBA. We're going to be talking about NHL. We got Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio join us the next 15 minutes. You know, death tolls 38 right now in America. We are hoping to stave that off. You know, older individuals staying home, avoiding public places, I think is appropriate. Do you guys need to be buying up all the sanitizer, buying up all the toilet paper, preventing people from, you know, getting the staples that need that are vulnerable? No. And so, you know, I'm going to outline in the coming days how we can approach this without the panic and how to hopefully end this as quickly as possible. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back to the phone. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know how we're going to stop this domino effect. And this coronavirus pandemic is not, skipping or passing over anybody in its path. It's obviously affected the NBA, as we're going to be discussing in a few minutes, NHL, NFL, and, you know, here to help us walk us through the sports world and how they're approaching coronavirus is Ken Thompson, good friend of mine from SportsX Radio. Ken, man, thank you for joining us. We appreciate this on such short notice.
Yeah, Doc Dolly, I'll tell you, everything is continuing to be suspended. I mean, things are, as we speak, things are being canceled literally 3 minutes ago. The Pac-12 tournament right here in T-Mobile was canceled. There's already the SEC, Southeastern Conference, has been canceled. We're waiting word from the ACC. They're supposed to tip off right about now. They have not started. I will say that the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden is going on right now with St. John's and Creighton. They're about 6.5 minutes into the first half. The update from the NBA is that Donovan Mitchell, teammate of Rudy Gobert, had tested positive for the coronavirus as well. The hotel that the Utah Jazz were staying in Oklahoma City prior to the game last night that was scheduled with the Oklahoma City Thunder has been closed. So there is a lot of stuff that continues to go down minute by minute, and we're starting to find out more and more things. But from what I'm anticipating, that March Madness will definitely be put on hiatus, whether or not it too, the season will be suspended and moved forward to where May Madness or June Madness or, you know, we just don't know right now. But we're waiting, and minute by minute, things continue to change. My good pal Rossi Bernstein called a couple of the games at the Pac-12 conference tournament here in Vegas and was scheduled to call a couple games today. And up until, you know, just 15 minutes ago, was getting set to do that, but they just literally just called off the Pac-12 tournament, and you know, this stuff continues to come in, like I said, minute by minute. And now with the urgency as far as the NBA, with the Utah Jazz, with that situation, those teams that had played the Jazz in the last week or so, the New York Knicks, the Toronto Raptors, the Detroit Pistons, and the Boston Celtics, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, all of those teams now are going to be tested in Oklahoma City. They were supposed to be tested today. They were on the court last night prior to the game with the Jazz when the word came down as far as Rudy Gobert, the center for the Utah Jazz, being and people that have seen the footage of Rudy Gobert, who was joking about it. And you know, here's the thing, and people are going to scrutinize him and what, we were, a lot of us, looking at this as something that was being blown out of proportion. And so, you know, we didn't know. And so in retrospect, you go back, there are people that were saying, hey, look, the common flu, like you and I talked about on my show last night, kills 20 to 69,000 per year. Andy Isco, who's also a regular on my show and will be on tonight on Thursday night, wanted me to ask you this question, Doc Dolly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saying that we accept those numbers now on a daily, on a yearly number as far as the flu killing that amount of people. He said, but 100 years ago, we didn't expect, you know, we didn't accept those numbers until the influenza that came down, whatever it was, years and years ago. But now we look at those numbers as almost being normal. He said, in 100 years from now, what kind of catastrophic numbers will we be looking at from the coronavirus year in, year out?
Exactly. No. That's a good question. And I, you know, because we don't have the vaccine yet, because we still don't have the tests, you know, we have no idea if this is going to be worse than flu or not. But we are seeing a staving off in China. We are seeing a staving off in some of these countries that have been on lockdown, which is why the U.S. is kind of getting the incentive to lock down. But, you know, one question I want to ask you, Ken, is I talk about on my show all the time how significant the sports world is for our economy. Now, you know how they say the healthcare sector of the GDP comprises about a sixth? Do you roughly know what the sports world, we're talking football, basketball, whether it's high school, college, you know, and baseball, major league, what part of the economy depends on sports?
Wow. And, you know, I don't want to, like my dad said, son, if you don't know, just say you don't know. But I don't know those percentages. But I would think it is much bigger than the general population would think, because there are so many people that are tied, maybe not directly, but indirectly to the sports world. And so when you look at the amount of people that do live paycheck to paycheck, whether they're concession stand people, whether they work in the ticket industry, I mean, can you imagine right now if your job is selling? Well, but what if you're somebody that sells NBA season tickets? What if you're somebody that has worked as far as the NFL draft and putting these events together, and all of a sudden, boom, they're done? If you're working in the hotel industry, I'm here in Las Vegas, to where all of a sudden you've got, you know, March Madness being canceled. I do my show, as you know, four nights a week over at Legacy Stadium, which is sold out for the last 4 months. As far as for those first 3 days in March, they are sold out every single year at $500 a seat. And so all of this stuff is going to affect the economy. It is going to affect people, especially people that are living paycheck to paycheck, that just rely on tips here in the restaurant world. I have a good friend who's a partner in a brand new restaurant that opened here in Las Vegas in Chinatown at the end of January. Do you think anybody, without, you know, trying to be discriminatory, is going to Chinatown to have food, you know, to go out to dinner? Mm-hmm. They're just not mm-hmm. doing it because of the scare, of the mm-hmm. fear. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, unfortunately, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to ever discriminate to any ethnicity or whatnot. But when something originates from a certain place, that place is going to have repercussions. Yeah. When I tell you that the Corona beer sales are down 30%, it's moronic, but it's happening. So yep. this is stuff when people are not educated, you know, they're going to, you know, they're just going to panic and they're going to side on caution, which we want. I mean, but I will tell you that I'm taking it, you know, serious as well. I will be going into the Beasley Broadcasting Studio tonight to do my show instead of going to the Venetian. Not that I am in fear of anybody, you know, worker-wise over at Legacy Stadium or anything, but just to eliminate the opportunity of meeting all different people that I run into. I figure the less human contact I have right now until we have a better handle on this, why will I risk not only myself potentially contracting it, but then handing it on to anybody else that's in my immediate circle by me, you know, meeting people that could be in from out of town or whatnot. So I think we all have to, you know, kind mm-hmm. of take precaution. And where does it stop, Doc? That's, you and I talked about this last yep. night. When you start eliminating big type functions and saying, okay, well, this is thousands and thousands of people getting together, we're going to eliminate that. But so what if there's a group of 200 getting together, or I'm watching Pelosi with her press conference where there's 150 reporters? I mean, how do we know five of those reporters don't have it and they're handing it off to everybody else? Where do you draw the line?
Exactly. We're talking to Ken Thompson of SportsX Radio. You know, in Vegas, they're discussing, you know, the NFL draft and possibly figuring out ways to do it more just televised and streamlined. And, you know, that would be appropriate based on this pandemic. But, you know, the economic ramifications of that, we're talking tourism industries with, you know, any of the major cities that have arenas. We're talking, you know, retail. We're talking, like you said, ticket sales. You know, those local vendors, the hotel industry, and then the tourism industry that is, you know, really dependent on these games and people coming in or people coming in for the draft. And so, you know, unfortunately, the snowball effect, we're not going to be able to slow down until we can convince everybody that, you know, we do have this under control. And we can't do that if we don't have the testing kits.
That is true. I will also update. Major League Soccer has suspended their season until further notice. The ATP, the tennis tour, has suspended their play for the next 6 weeks. The CBI basketball tournament, the college basketball invitation, which is 16 teams and has gone on for 15 years, that has been canceled. Spring football games, Michigan, Ohio State, Cincinnati, and football facilities over Baylor and the University of Virginia. All these things have been suspended, and it'll continue. It'll just be astronomical, the amount of numbers that come in. And I eventually think that the sports world in general will close down for the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks until we find out what's going on, you know, exactly what type of numbers we're dealing with and how to combat this and contain it, so to speak, and try to, you know, isolate it and figure out what we're doing. Because I just don't think we know, because people have gone about their everyday lives, Doc, and just not knowing. And
exactly.
So without us knowing, we have no idea who's contracted it. And that's why I'm wondering, how do we find out who's
right.
got what testing
right.
saying it could be
so
free.
True.
I know you're up against the break, so
Ken, man. No, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Can't wait to talk to you again. You be safe out there, all right?
You got it, Doc. You're the best.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls and questions on coronavirus or any other medical topics that you have. We got Michelle calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. Just wondering, if I'm 63 and I have asthma and right now seasonally it's acting up, how safe is the Smith Center and the Chicago concert in the next day or two?
That's right. Oh, man. Oh, you know, Chicago was my first concert. Here's the thing, all right?
Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah. I would be hesitant. So here's the problem that we have. You are still not in that highly high-risk age group, but that's because we have limited information on how many people in their 60s are being affected versus their 40s versus those over 80. You being 63, yeah, could be out of that age group, but you having asthma means your lungs are unfortunately a little bit more delicate. So I don't want you to miss a concert, especially one like as amazing as, you know, as Chicago, but Smith Center, again, it's a lot of people close together, and I don't want to tell you to skip out, but, you know, if at all you're worried about getting sick and, you know, you are, you know, when you get your asthmatic attacks, they get bad, I might avoid public places for the next couple weeks.
Right. Okay. I thought so. I'll let him know.
I know. I wish we had the masks and I wish we had, you know, more respiratory protection, you know, but it's, and again, it's, you know, I mean, for me, I would be like, oh, you know what, fine, I'll deal with it. I'm going to go anyway. But, you know, God forbid you go into, you know, some sort of respiratory distress. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. And so I have to err on the side of caution and say, you know, I would try to avoid it based on what we're seeing right now with new cases in Vegas. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your expertise and really tune in every day.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling. We appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we aren't getting the up-to-date state-by-state numbers like we expected, and I think it's because we had the, the news conference with Donald Trump and, you know, the plan he wants to implement. Hold on one second. I heard that we had a little bit of a rise in, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Nope. I'm not getting the latest coronavirus numbers in my neck of the woods. I think they're saying we have four, but I heard there was more than that. And again, to put things into perspective, I mean, Las Vegas, Seattle, New York City, these are big cities. Okay, we got millions of people. But what we're dealing with is the unknown. We are dealing with how many people are sick that I'm seeing coughing, that I'm seeing sneezing, who are calling into telemedicine going, yeah, I got the flu, and how many of those are coronavirus. And so, you know, if you and I feel, you know, vibrant and robust, and we feel like, you know what, we think we can handle this coronavirus fine, what we don't understand is we could be conduits. We could be people that can give it to those who have respiratory vulnerabilities. And somebody with asthma, as Michelle, you know, had pointed out, with asthma, they do have some respiratory compromise where they cannot get all their air out. They have an obstructive pattern where their lungs aren't as compliant. They're not as kind of rubbery. It's kind of like a balloon that you've blown so much air into. And you know how you would blow up a balloon and then you would let the air out because it makes a nice little farting sound? And then after you do that five or six times, the balloon actually traps air. People with asthma have trapped air. And so with that sort of vulnerability, if a virus gets in there and an asthmatic can't push that air out, they have the potential of that virus being able to set up shop and causing more inflammation. Now, with that being said, have we heard how many of these 100,000+ cases, where are we now? We're at 130,000 cases. Have we heard how many of them were asthmatics? No. We've heard that, you know, maybe if you're older, if you have heart disease, that could be an issue. If you have diabetes, that could be an issue. Nobody has given us numbers on how many of them could be asthmatic. Maybe there's none. I'm not, though, confident that that's the case. And so, unfortunately, here we are recommending that people avoid public places. We're recommending, oh, my God, Chicago, that was my first concert. I love Chicago. It kills me to have to tell somebody to, you know, play it safe. Especially since we don't know. So I'm asking for people to let us know. All right. I want to know, you know how many people recovered from this? 68,672 people recovered. Great. We have a population who has recovered. Can you very quickly, and you could do this within an hour, okay, if, you know, we have the medical records, can you make an Excel spreadsheet and tell us their ages, tell us their sex, tell us where they lived, tell us what medical conditions they had. Were they asthmatic? Were they diabetic? You could very easily do a cross-sectional analysis, plug those numbers in, upload them on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, and let us know. But you see, they don't want to do that. Why? The liability. Somebody looks at this and goes, oh, I have anemia, and I don't see one person reported here who had anemia, so I'm in the clear. They get sick. Now they sue somebody. So, you know, a lot of what we're seeing now, and please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. A lot of the, questions are circulating as to, is this going to be me? Is this worse than flu? You know, why now? Why are we, shutting things down if we've only had 38 deaths in the United States? Well, it's because, again, who is going to be blamed if they don't? You know, when we found out, and look what's going on with the NBA. If they didn't do something, they could have had the worst PR campaign smear. They could have been sued up the yin-yang. So they're going to play it safe at the risk of losing all that money, losing, all the, forward momentum that these teams have had. They're going to play it safe. And so right now we are in a playing it safe mode. The problem is the playing it safe is causing people to panic. Tom Cruise and his wife have coronavirus. Tom Hanks. Why do I do that? I have always called Tom Hanks Tom Cruise. Not Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is fine. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson apparently have been in Australia, and they tested positive for coronavirus. They're both 63 years old. They have tested positive for the COVID-19. Their sons Chet and Colin Hanks are updating fans. They said, what's up, everyone? Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy. They're both down in Australia right now because my dad is shooting a movie down there. He said, I just got off the phone with them. They're both fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. But I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. They say, I appreciate everyone's concern and the well wishes, but I think it's all going to be all right, but I appreciate it. He says, everybody stay safe out there. Much love. Now, that's Chet Hanks' message. Colin also spoke out. He said, we are so grateful for the outpouring of support from everyone. He's 42 years old. He said, my parents are receiving excellent care in Australia and are doing well and in good spirits. So, we've been hearing little bits and pieces of these healthier cases. And I know that's kind of a misnomer, calling it a healthier case of coronavirus. But there was another lady who spoke out who had coronavirus, and it was mild. And, she was saying, guys, we don't have to panic. We can't, unfortunately, at this point, use those. I've been asking to get these accounts and, this anecdotal evidence. I have been asking for healthy people to come out and speak up and tell us where we're at. But unfortunately, nobody's going to listen right now. Because if anybody else dies, somebody's getting blamed. And nobody wants anybody else to die. But until somebody comes out and tells us of these 68,000 people, what their diagnosis was, why they recovered, how bad were their symptoms, did it look just like a cold or flu, we're going to be in panic mode, unfortunately, and, stopping drafts and games and graduations and college classes. I just heard one of my kids' friends, he's back home now. His semester has ended. Just college class is done. So now we're halting education. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions today on the coronavirus. We got Stephanie calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. D. I'm doing great. I do a lot of nonprofit work now for the shelters, and we're really low on volunteers. So I was just going to ask a question. The CDC says that you're on the website. If you're not having to go to a job, and if you're not, I guess, making money, but for me, this is a job. It's not really a job, but it's something that I love and thrive for. It's my community, and I'm blessed to be doing nonprofit work. But I do have a child that is in remission with RA for many years, but she has some autoimmune. I'm just wondering if, I don't want to go down the scare road, but we don't wear masks. Of course, we glove. I work in the kitchen. We serve. Mm-hmm. We're never hugging, touching, anything like that. But tons of people, day in and day out. And I thought, you know, I wonder if it'd be safe on that fence to kind of put down the nonprofit. Just for, I don't mean forever. Like you're talking about when you do a small stand down, not stand in the house or anything crazy, but just maybe not be in that jumble.
Yes, exactly. And Stephanie, can I ask roughly how old you are?
I am, I'll be 48 in November.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, so you and I are pretty close in age and stuff. And, you know, even though you and I are out of that high-risk age group, if you do have a medical condition or some of your assistants are, you know, on, let's say, immunosuppressant medications for RA or, you know, it does make them vulnerable. And so, you know, you bring up a good point. All the volunteer work and shelter work and, you know, these things that, you know, we have people do on a daily basis, if they have to stand down, and it's not a job, but you know, homeless people need to be fed. They need the care that you guys are giving. Here's the only problem. You're no good to anybody if you get sick. And so because many of these shelters are not going to have the type of filtration like these fancy hospitals do, you know, you are at risk if you do work, you know, with these vulnerable populations and in areas that aren't, you know, the most, you know, the most high tech. And so you aren't panicking people. You're actually, you know, long term protecting that charity and, you know, that good work by saying, look, don't become victims yourself of this illness. And so anybody that could be immunocompromised or has a health vulnerability or in that over 65 age group, you might want to tell them that, you know, they might want to sit, you know, this out for a little bit. It's frustrating because, you know, everybody's on lockdown and you can't just lock down. Life has to still go on.
Absolutely. And for my daughter, too, she's been in remission from RA for so long. And, you know, her school closed door for a day for the neural. They had be scrubbed down, and I get the stomach virus. But she's doing so wonderful. Even myself, when I'm not really, really needed, I thought, wait a minute. You're right. If I'm not protected as a mom or I make myself vulnerable, I just want to protect her the most, too, because and our family, she would go down first because, you know, her immune system is a little compromised. So
exactly. And it is. It's frustrating. Yeah. Yeah, because, again, you don't want to. I mean, you know, we've been taught, you know, I don't know how religious you are, but it's like, you know, we're just always like, you know, I'm going to put others first. I'm going to put others first. The problem is, you know, you're no good to anybody if you're sick or if she gets sick and now you have to take care of her. How can you take care of others? And so it's not being selfish to, you know, play it, you know, more strategic and, you know, those who could be at risk, have them avoid, you know, certain high risk situations or high risk populations. And if the average person is, if nobody in Clark County are going to the homeless shelters and swabbing them for coronavirus, you have no idea if that's a hotbed of it or not.
Exactly. Yeah, and some of them are so, I'll say, understaffed. I don't know what the proper word is, just not total chaos, kind of. That we're forgetting that. Our job is to get those people fed, get them out of there, save them money. It's just what it is. So it's hard to do that. I don't see anybody being swabbed. I don't see anyone wearing masks there. I don't see. And that's when I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll kind of figure this out because it is a nonprofit and step back. I'm always going to do for the community. It's what I do. But protecting the family without being so fearful and getting on the train of, oh, my gosh, I'm walking down the home and my life. But being responsible enough to play it right.
Well, you know, Stephanie, I might want you to email me after this segment, and I'll reach out to you in the next couple of days. What I think we need in most cities, and especially where you and I live, because you and I are both in Vegas, is I think we need a coalition of charities, like a board that has a emergency response plan where who we call to come in to, in maybe hazmat suits, take care of these charities, maybe in one group setting, whether it's Cashman Field or whatever. Because I think we have so many charities out there, and everybody kind of struggles on their own, and we might need a little bit of unification and a little bit of structure on what we do when we are in a situation like this, because we can't just go, okay, well, you know, the homeless just aren't going to get fed. They still have to get fed.
Exactly.
But who jumps up and does that when everybody else has to worry about their family or, you know, worry about our own help.
Yeah.
And you know, because
they stuck together and they sleep. I mean, it's a very close quarters for those people. And if nobody's testing or keeping a good watchful eye, we have to be together. If all nonprofits are doing the same thing, it makes no sense that we're not on the same team, that we don't have a board, and that we're not all together on the same team.
Exactly. And considering our homeless population is in the thousands, you know, this is a big part of our community, but it's all septated. So email me at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. So, you know, we could kind of put our heads together for this one. And it's needed in every city across the United States. But you brought up something that I don't think anybody's even in the news talking about.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time. And Las Vegas loves you to death.
Oh, my God. Well, love you, Stephanie, and thank you, and God bless, and I hope your daughter does well, okay? Thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked me what's going on in Italy, okay? So in Italy, they did a lockdown, and let me see how many new cases they've had with their lockdown, because, again, we're kind of following Italy's lead on this. Italy. It looks like for a second day in a row, no new cases, no new deaths. Now, we might not be getting a lot of information because they're on closed down. You know, people aren't getting tested. But we're hearing they closed down bars, restaurants, most shops. Their death toll has risen overall. They said their death toll surged over 30%. This is in Italy, to 827 cases, but we're not being told if that lockdown has prevented or saved some of this off or not. So Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said supermarkets and pharmacies will be the only retailers to remain open in Italy. They have been under national lockdown, and it is going to continue until April 3rd. Conte said it was time to go one step further. He announced the closure of commercial and retail activities. It's like bars, restaurants, beauty salons. Public services remain in place. Industrial production is going to be allowed to continue. And condition, the companies will adopt safety measures to protect workers and prevent contagion. So, you know, we're watching really closely what happens from an economic standpoint, from a logistical standpoint, how these lockdowns are happening, because there's been a lot of, cries for, okay, well, we need to lock this down and we need to, you know, control it. Right now, the USA is at 1,391 cases because we've been, you know, starting to screen more. We've had another death, total deaths up to 39. We're going to go back in the next hour to kind of talk about what happened during the Spanish flu and how we tried to halt the spread of that. Back in 1918. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.